federal prosecutors are looking to help McLean County implement proactive strategies to address violent crime.
We want the community to understand and to work with law enforcement.
That's U.S. Attorney John Millhiser. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, August 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the top prosecutor in Central Illinois looking to implement more proactive strategies to reduce violent crime. WGLT's Eric Stock has the story.
John Millhiser became the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of Illinois last fall. One of his top priorities is to implement Project Safe Neighborhoods, a Justice Department initiative that aims to engage police and prosecutors to work with community leaders to curb gun and gang-related crime.
We want the community to understand and to work with law enforcement, and I think that will go a long way to making it a success.
Millhiser says the program hinges on building relationships, in particular helping build bonds between police and the public at a time when mistrust is real.
A community is more comfortable if, you know, they know that the police are there to help them and law enforcement is there to help them, which they are. And so that message needs to get out there. Unfortunately, on social media, and you watch certain things on TV, and they don't think that's the case.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Grist, a former McLean County prosecutor, is looking to help the county implement proactive strategies to address violent crime. He says the county's Criminal Justice Coordinating Council has already become a model for how communities can tackle complex problems. It will likely play a lead role. Grist says the program will have to look to community partners to see if their efforts are making a difference.
They'll tell us if it's working, and we need to, you know, through John's leadership, getting into specific communities and looking at their individual needs, the communities will tell us.
Congress threatened to cut funding for the Safe Neighborhoods program earlier this year. Millhiser says the program is laying the groundwork through partnerships that it could continue without federal funding.
If there is grant money and funding available, that is a benefit. But I think it can also be very successful and can work to help a community even without that funding.
The Justice Department issues grants to police departments and other agencies that come up with creative ways to curb violent crime. Millhiser says that could include money for after-school housing and employment programs. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Normal police say they recovered three handguns stolen in the Twin Cities, plus a large amount of cannabis, after stopping a U-Haul van in the 600 block of West Orlando Avenue. That stop happened just after midnight Friday. A group of nearly 20 downtown Bloomington stakeholders called Save Our State Farm Building is coming together to explore ways to save the company's former headquarters. The Bloomington-based insurance giant announced in July it plans to demolish that building after a planned sale fell through. And Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law intended to make it easier for people with criminal records to get jobs in healthcare. It's already legal if people can get a waiver from the state. A new law is intended to speed up that process. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. Over the weekend, a longtime first-grade teacher at Glen Elementary School in Unit 5 was arrested for allegedly molesting two of his students. Unit 5 put that teacher, John Hovey, on leave back in April when the report first came into the district. During the investigation, police became aware of an allegation back in 2005 that never resulted in criminal charges. The now 21-year-old alleged victim in that earlier case relayed details to current investigators that are similar to the ones lodged this year. Police in Normal are now asking for information from parents of Hovey's former students that could result in more allegations. A lot of parents of former first-grade students in Glen likely be asking their children about the teacher. That's a tough conversation. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Bloomington Normal psychotherapist Dr. Lori Bergner about how to have that talk.
You know, being clear and being straightforward is always the best. I think that people often feel that they don't want to ruin the innocence of their children, and they're actually so nervous about bringing it up. But I think it's important for two reasons. One is that the police and community needs to know if there have been other girls that have been abused over the years by this individual. But secondly, any girls, if they have been abused, they are carrying a terrible burden that they've been unable to tell people, or else those parents would have known. So simply letting them know the parents will believe them, letting them know that they are not at fault and there's no shame, that they are loved and will be supported if anything like this has happened, is what's really important when they bring this up.
What is some language that they can use to let them know that they're not blaming? Because the natural question is, well, why didn't you tell me this before? I mean,
right.
And that gets into potential victim blaming.
Absolutely. No, you'd never want to say that, even though you might be thinking it and wondering. But I think you would want to try to stay very calm and very, very non-judgmental, simply loving and supportive. I'm so sorry to hear this happened. I love you. And we are going to work on this and help you deal with it, because it must have been very hard for you.
How do parents assess what damage has been done? Because some kids may shrug it off easier than others. So their kids may have different needs if indeed they have been victimized. How should a parent assess what's going on with their kid?
If a child is reluctant to talk about it or seems upset, that is obviously a way of knowing that, you know, something is very problematic. But I would never assume it's not, even if a child is saying that there's nothing. I would probably bring every child into a counselor to have the counselor assess whether there's been some damage that the child is denying or avoiding. I think you always would want to assume that there's some damage.
What do you look for?
One of the ways that parents can look for whether a child is having a problem in general is whether their behavior changes, whether they go from being outgoing to very quiet, begin avoiding things, go back to some bedwetting that they had years ago but haven't had in a long time. Or if grades go down, that's a way of knowing there might be a problem. A child crying a lot or anxiety, things that can't be explained, changes is one way. But as you say, there might be children that don't seem to show much of anything behaviorally. And I would say you would still assume that if they've gone through this, they are probably affected whether they know it or not or show it or not.
Another question is, how can parents avoid inducing something that isn't factual?
There has been research that shows you can actually create memories that can be false memories for people, but especially young children. So yes, that certainly is a concern, an issue that you want to be careful of. I think that not putting words into children's mouths is one major thing.
Hear more of Charlie Schlenker's interview with Bloomington Normal psychotherapist Lori Bergner later today at noon and 6 p.m. on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is a proposal to allow big retailers like Walmart, Kroger, and Meijer to deliver alcohol to your home. The AMC Classic Movie Theater in North Normal is also requesting a liquor license. If you like listening to this podcast, here's a new way to do it. We have an Alexa Flash Briefing skill set up for this show, so you can queue it up each morning on your smart speaker. However you're listening, thanks. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.